And KVGC News Time, 7 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. It's time for the news for a Thursday. It's the third day of May for 2018. In the news today, the clock is ticking for Calaveras County commercial cannabis growers. The ordinance to ban commercial cannabis cultivation in the county, passed 3-2 by the Board of Supervisors on January 10th, took effect March 9th and gave growers 90 days to come into compliance. That means growers have another month before growing becomes illegal. But according to recent figures, many farmers have already moved on, leaving unplanted gardens, unoccupied homes, and ultimately a $13 million hole in county tax coffers. A 2017 University of the Pacific study of economic impacts of cannabis cultivation in Calaveras for 2016 showed $339 million in total economic output, 3,400 people employed, and $172 million in total labor income. Comparable dollar estimates and statistics for 2017 are not yet available. No one, including elected officials, is talking openly about revisiting the ban, but many growers and supporters hope coming elections, including this June, will bring turnout to the board and turnover and enough supervisor votes to change the law. When the board split on the ban in January, Dennis Mills, Clyde Clapp, and Gary Toffanelli voted for the ban. Jack Garamendi and Mike Olivaria opposed it. The planting season in Calaveras County starts as early as February, with growth through the summer and harvest normally in October and November.
Well, the narcotic suspected of killing a Mule Creek prison inmate and sickening other prisoners has been identified. Tests conducted by the state attorney's general's office have found the drug to be fentanyl. Now, the reported overdoses and subsequent death took place at the state lockup in Ione April 21st. And April 22nd. Now, 10 inmates who became ill were treated at outside hospitals. The Department of Justice Bureau of Forensic Services tested suspected narcotics recovered during the investigation, and according to the California Department of Corrections and Rehab, the substance tested positive for fentanyl. Now, the overdoses and death prompted an investigation by CDCR and the Amador County DA's office. The probe is being monitored by the Office of the Inspector General, which oversees the state prison system. Drug overdoses are the fifth leading cause of death inside the prison system, according to state correction officials, and the second leading cause of non-chronic illness. In 2016, 29 inmates died from drug overdoses. That year marked the highest rate of drug overdose deaths since 2006, according to CDCR spokesperson Vicki Waters. Now, of those cases, 27 were attributed to opioids or methamphetamine.
And the Amador County School District issued a follow-up last night on the safety threat at Jackson Junior High School. In a prepared statement, Superintendent Amy Slavinsky reported the Jackson Police Department shared with staff yesterday that there is still an active investigation and that they have no new information to report. The JPD also shared that, given the information they have at this time, they don't believe that a police presence is needed at the school. Slavinsky went on to say, as always, district and school administrators will continue to be visible and supportive to ensure school safety. There has been a police presence on the junior high campus since a threat was made against the school site administrator last week.
Well, nominations now open to launch the first ever Amador Poet Laureate program. Selection and announcement of the Amador County Poet Laureate, a process administered by the Amador County Arts Council, a.k.a. Amador Arts. No appointments will be for two-year terms. The honorary position is without salary. Nominations will be accepted through June 30th, may come from individuals or organizations within or outside the county. The poet must reside in the county, and poets may self-nominate. The Poet Laureate will make presentations at a variety of public events, advocate for poetry in the community, including bringing poetry to school children, and helping develop projects that promote the appreciation of poetry, perhaps in workshops. A qualified selection committee will convene from July 1st through September 1st, followed by the Amador Poet Laureate announcement. The full details on how to nominate can be found at amadorarts.org or by calling the Arts Council, 267-9038.
And here's another warning. Put that cell phone down if you're behind the wheel. A bill passed in the California Senate is aimed at further cracking down on driving while using a cell phone. The California Senate passed legislation this week that would characterize the offense as a moving violation and result in a point added to the violator's driving record. It could in turn make the individual's vehicle insurance go up in cost. Currently, the penalty is simply a $20 fine for the first offense and a $50 fine for subsequent offenses with no points added to the driving record. The financial penalties would remain the same under the proposed change. The legislation now moves to the Assembly for consideration.
And the Amador County Society of St. Vincent de Paul holding its second annual Paper Shred Day this Saturday from 9 to 1. The event will be located at the St. Catherine Drexel Parish off Prospect Drive in Martell. There will be a requested donation of $4 per grocery bag, $10 per business size box. No weight limit, though. Paper products only, no plastic, large metal, paper clamps, or binders. Again, paper products only. On-site secure shredding provided by Shred City.
And that's a look at local news on this Gold Country Thursday morning from the KVGC News Center.
I'm JD.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting.